Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Brandon.
And I'm Scoop.
And this is the King Me Pod. You can catch us every Thursday on all podcast platforms. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow us. We also have a Facebook group called Men Raising the Standards and Instagram at KingMe_podcast. Make sure you tap in with that. We post when we have seminars, dad tips, and workout links, all the things that men need to stay active. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening with you, my boy?
Ain't too much. How was your week?
The week was pretty good, man. It was pretty good actually. And it seemed like it go by so damn fast though.
It do go by fast.
It go by so damn fast. And because for one, like I think we mentioned this in our last episode we did about you asked me did I get a lot of sleep and everything else.
Right.
And so, like I told you, my schedule is I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying, to go to work and don't get back home until about 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's 16 hours?
Just about. Yeah, just about. Because I drive on a truck about 10 hours.
Yeah.
Easily. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got to drive down there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's an hour and a half drive right there by itself. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. Yeah, man. So, to say this for him, man. Yeah, like I say, get up. You know what I'm saying? Be wide open. As soon as I get to the house, you know what I'm saying? Get straight, not go to sleep. Wake up in the morning, do the same thing over again, my brother. And I guess that's why we go by so fast, because I don't have time to do nothing else for real. I try to squeeze in a little workout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you see that motivation I posted to the group?
Man, look at that, boy. What I put back in, I was like, boy, look at this, the one right here now. This the one right here.
Hey, but
I ain't lying.
But you know what though, man? That's I really didn't feel like I had maxed out right there. I truly believe I could have did 300.
Man, ain't no way, boy.
I'm dead serious.
Ain't no way.
You see, I threw that 275 up.
Come on,
like with no problem.
Come on, man.
Two times.
I ain't like you. When I looked,
your boy been working, man.
I looked at that way. I was like, boy might be know something now. He might be know something. Yeah. I said, okay. I see where you coming from, though.
Yeah.
I see where you coming from. That's some good stuff, there, boy.
Yeah.
I said, hold on. He got 225, and then he got a 25 on the side of that thing. I said, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I said, and boy, working now.
And I threw it up twice, and y'all been picking at me because I've been going to Planet Fitness.
I mean, come on.
And then you were like, nah, the weights ain't the real weights.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. If you in that gym for real, and you talking about pushing up some weight, you can't go to Planet Fitness and say you did 300 pounds. Nah, that ain't it, bro. That's not the same as going to.
Okay, I buy
you know
that.
What I'm talking about? Come on now.
Because the Smith machine.
Uh-huh.
I guess it helped kind of guide you, you know what I'm saying? But the weights still feel like 300 pounds.
No weight is different, though.
But at the same time, at the same time, I put that still on there.
You're right.
And you see the progress.
See, I
got a point to prove.
I understand that, but you know, at first I didn't really respect you, but because you my boy now. Yeah. I'm like, okay, he bragging, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be real about it.
I mean, okay, say no more.
Yeah.
Like I said, I ain't gonna say I didn't respect you for, doing what you did in Planet Fitness. Okay. I was like, okay, he's doing something though.
At least I need
he's
that doing motivation
something.
Right now.
He's doing something. You know, so I like, you know, that 250 he throwing up, I mean, it's all right, but, you know, if he go in another gym, he probably doing about 200. He probably doing about 200. So, you know, I can't really get, I mean, I told you that this ain't not like anything new or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I done told you that before.
Yeah, you already told me.
Yeah, so that ain't nothing. Like, I'm, you know, throwing a little shade at you or anything like that, but, you know. But, you know, when I seen you push that thing up the other day, I was like, okay, boy might be. He been in the gym now.
Yeah, I ain't even gonna tell you no lie, man. I've been training.
In the gym, though.
I've been training my mind. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to be more disciplined with my my health, things that I eat and stuff like that. And so, man, I just truly believe where we going at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It starts now. How we prepare our mind, our body. You know what I'm saying? And how we do things.
Preach,
you know,
Pastor. I mean?
So, you know. I'm just trying to be consistent with what I say and try everything line up, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna fake though, my brother. I ain't gonna fake though. Like, you wanna do that, be sticking to the script now. When you say you're gonna do something, you gonna follow through with that shit now.
You the same way.
I mean, come on now. Let's be real for the people now. Like, you more, you know what I'm saying, organized and, you know, like, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I mean, I'm gonna do it too though, but with you, you know, you got your meal prepping and this, that, and the third. And, you know, well, school, I got this, that, and the third going on. So, you know, but you're going to follow through that thing now to the T.
Well, I appreciate that, man. You sometimes it's hard for me to even accept praise sometimes,
Come on, man. I tell you that, boy.
I feel like I ain't there yet. And sometimes it'd be kind of hard for me to be like, I accept that. But even on this journey, man, I was telling wife this. You know what I'm saying? It's okay for me anyway. It's okay for me to stop and like appreciate the journey where I'm at now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? Sometimes where I look at is my end goal, and like basically, you know what I'm saying? I see how far I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, along the ride, man, I guess it's okay just to say, hey, man, look how far you came. Look how far you came.
They said them small wins is a win too, man.
Yeah, it is.
Cause boy, look in here, I've been. Somebody just mentioned that thing to me the other day, boy. About, you know, I'm like, boy, look all the stuff that you done accomplished and everything. I'm like, I really can't see that shit because I'm too focused on where I want to be at.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. So it's like I can't. I mean, I seen what I did, but I'm like, nah, I can't. What? I'm just like, you got to sit down and celebrate this. I'm like, for what though? Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, celebrate, but I got to keep going.
Hey, what Kobe said, man.
I got to keep going, bro.
Kobe, I forgot what championship this was or what he was playing, which one this was. I don't know if it was, of course, it was after Shaq, but during the press conference, and they was like, I think this was during the playoff, you know what I'm saying? And he said, they asked, like, you know, y'all got this win out of the way, and then, you know, you ain't going to celebrate? He said, for what?
Okay, then.
The job not done yet.
Okay, then. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
job ain't done yet.
What we celebrating for? Don't get it twisted now. You know, I'll probably, you know, do a little something.
Have a little moment.
Yeah, but it ain't going to be, like my boy said, the moment came and went. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, what's next now?
Yeah.
What's next, bro? Like, come on, let's keep this shit moving, man.
And I think that's the biggest thing. Sometimes, you know, no small wins, it is okay to just reflect.
Yeah.
But, man, you can't get caught up in that.
Get too comfortable, my boy.
Yeah, you get too comfortable, and then you lose sight of that vision that you had before. Yeah. You lose that momentum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So that's one of the things, reason why I don't, you know what I'm saying, get too happy about certain things where I came from, because I think, okay, and I'm going to use this as an example, you know what I'm saying? Like, because certain things, it temporarily make you happy.
Right.
And then basically, then you be like, what next?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's basically like when I first bought my house years ago, I was so happy about that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that thing lasts for like 3 months, that feeling.
Yeah.
Then I was like, what next? Because
that's tough, boy.
I ain't even gonna fake, man.
That's
because
tough.
What happened is I had prepped And, you know what I'm saying, I got my finance together, got my credit together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I had a goal in mind. And I said, this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Like I told you, that's you. And then that's
I,
you, Bo.
And I did it. Yeah. And then I accomplished it. Then I'm like, what next?
What's next now?
Like, what my next goal is? You know what I'm saying?
But purchasing the house, Bo. That's some top tier shit they know. I ain't lying.
It is, but then it's like, I don't know. I think you kind of, you know, for me, you get so caught up in,
right,
you know, build that expectation up of getting what you want. Mm-hmm. And then once you get it, then you be like,
what, the high gone or something like that?
The high gone, man. You looking for the next high accomplishment. Maybe that just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe that just me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess, you know, I don't know. So that's really one of the things, man. Once I accomplish something, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, what next? I'm constantly pushing myself to the next level.
But that's a damn good thing, though, brother. Ain't nothing bad, though.
Ain't not bad at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a damn good thing, man.
And that going back to what we was talking earlier before we start recording is hustling, man.
Jeez, hustling, boy. I tell you, man. That, look at him.
Like grinding.
Man, listen here.
And that's
man.
Part of the grind right there.
That's definitely part of the grind, my brother. That's definitely part of the grind, man.
And you one person I know that grind.
Come on. I'm listening.
You one person I know, man. You seem like you, I mean, as you explained earlier, you don't get no sleep.
Come on.
You don't get no sleep. You always think on the next adventure. You always mm-hmm. getting to the money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you got like a thousand trees, boy. Yeah. For real.
Actually,
you could do it all.
Yeah, I feel disrespect. Now, it's 1,001.
1,000, my bad.
It's 1,001. You know, let's be accurate for the people out here. You know what I'm talking about?
But you do it all, man.
But no, I mean, you know, that came from somewhere, man. You know, my daddy.
Yeah.
You know, he was a hustler. You know, had multiple trades and you know, little hustles and everything else back in the day and shit like that, man. So, you know, and then my big brother, man. You know, boy, look at him. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I talked to him the other day.
Man, he told me, because he called me the other night. And he was like, yeah, man. I said, when the last time you holler at Chair? I'm like, man, you know, I talked to Chair, man. You know, I'll be trying to. I said, Chair. I said, boy, one thing that boy going to do now, he going to drop some gems on you now. Yeah. Every time he see you, he going to hold you at least 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
He going to at least hold you, look at minimum 30 minutes and drop something on you. I said, Lord have mercy. But that my brother there now. I love him. Lord have mercy on him. But you talking about a hustler. Lord have mercy.
Boy.
I remember way back in the day when boy used to gather cans, boy, and put them in big-ass trash bags and shit. Back then, I'm like, what you doing, bro? Man, shit, you got to get in. Everything count.
Yeah.
5 cent here, 5 cent there. All that shit add up at the end of the day. What are you going to do? Back then, I wasn't seeing that shit.
Yeah, I wasn't seeing that.
But yet. Like I said, I mean, to get to my point, like, that's where that hustle shit now came from.
Yeah.
And because I ain't sitting here in fact, I wasn't always like this right here, though. But then, you know what I'm saying, once I got older and shit and started seeing shit, I'm like, damn, like, you know, that 9 to 5, you know, I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, got a 9 to 5 and they make their money this and third, but who don't want more money, though?
Yeah, so let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Because I, you know.
And give you an answer, brother.
I mean, I grind differently, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hustle differently. I might not have a side hustle, but, you know what I'm saying, I hustle differently. Do you see a big difference in having a side hustle? Like do it take away, you know what I'm saying? You know, because sometimes you could kind of just, how I feel now, I'm just on the outside looking in. Sometimes it seems like you just be doing a whole lot, but it don't be adding up to that.
Yeah. I mean, depending on how you look at it, man. Because for me, you know, damn, what it was I was doing? I would say, yeah, long story short, yeah. Because, you know, everybody got their different hustle, man. Whether you go out in the field and do something or...
Yeah.
You know, be over the computer doing something or whatever the case may be, man. And damn, but yeah, you got to make it make sense though. You know, before you get out there, like okay, damn, you know, if I'm be cutting some grass this weekend, you know, it got to be worth it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you gotta be worth it, man. Because now you got to add in, you know, your gas and your mileage. I mean, all kind of shit when it comes to that. Yeah, that what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
okay, I want to make sure I'm on. I'm on topic right now, but Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to make sense to you though when you out there doing the hustling and shit, man. And you know, everybody gonna want that deal. You know, damn, you too much, you too high. This and that. Well, damn, I done chopped off the damn near half the damn price for you already. Yeah. Well, what else you want? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, like. Yeah, but go ahead, bro.
Oh, you know, it made me thought during the pandemic, mm-hmm. right? Me and my wife started a picnic business.
Okay.
And you remember, of course, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing is, I made the picnic tables, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Brought all the equipment, everything. I didn't know it was going to be so successful.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what? The number one problem we had doing that?
I'm listening.
Pricing. And you know what I'm saying? And I see the benefit of having a side hustle. Like it kind of help you to learn, you know, basically learn how to do business.
Right.
How to look at your books and see how much money you made, how much money you put in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the number one thing that we, you know what I'm saying, I already told you, like, how we do the pricing. The other thing is, do you pay yourself? You know what I'm saying? Or you put money back into the business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, early on, we didn't really understand that, you know what I'm saying? But what I realized was sometimes they say to have a successful business, you literally, before you see revenue, it take about 2 years.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because it's like, you know, the first 2 years, you constantly putting the money back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The business or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Reinvesting itself. So that's what I seen. And then the other thing is, you know what I'm saying? We ain't had no, like, we was already working our 9-to-5 jobs and mm-hmm. then our weekends was gone. And I mean, it was real successful too, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? People still ask, you know what I'm saying, why we stopped. And then, you know, the picnic business, it started from picnic business and then it turned into doing events and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I realized, like, that boy, we about to be over our head.
Yeah.
Because then we had to, you know, start hiring people. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, the kids, you know, they was involved, which mm-hmm. is kind of almost like a family business thing. But at the same time, you know, they was starting to complain because their weekend was gone and then went to school.
Man, come on now.
Well, now you went to school. Well, yeah, they did went to school during that time. They went to school and then, like, now they weekend was completely gone. You know what I'm saying? So we ended up kind of slowing down on it. But I did see the benefit, you know what I'm saying, of it. We just had a problem with the pricing and how we pay ourselves and stuff like that, man. That's one of the biggest things.
So why did y'all stop it, though? If it was going good, great, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, why did y'all stop, though?
So biggest problem, I think let me say this, man, because my wife would say I was the reason why.
Of course you were.
Because she said, like, I was complaining a lot. But I ain't feel like I was complaining. I don't know if anybody ever had a business with a spouse or a significant other.
Come on.
Man, that thing could get rocky now. whatever the argument be why y'all doing y'all, you know, events or whatever, we was doing our events.
Mm-hmm.
For some odd reason, it had carried on back to the house. Are you still mad about that shit earlier?
Let it go, bro. Let it go.
Hey, oh, man. And so we just really had a, you know what I'm saying? We just took a break. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't complaining because I was like, you know, like, damn, we ain't spending no time together. You know what I'm saying? We just working. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't had no day off. Literally, it was something to do. We was doing something every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had people from Myrtle Beach, Charleston, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everywhere. Around the states.
Yeah.
And we had to get, like, use U-Haul vans, you know what I'm saying? And then that's the part where, you know what I'm saying, we had a problem with the pricing part, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we just had to factor in what we had to our cost for the U-Haul and the equipment and stuff like that. So that's really what it was, man. Now looking back at it, I wish we would have kept going.
So so now if y'all was to, you know, bring it back, what would y'all do different this time right here though?
Probably the pricing on this one event that we did. This lady was doing something for the anniversary, and man, we charged a certain amount. She felt like we was like, you know what I'm saying, like we selling ourselves short. She was like, something what y'all did, it took us 4-5 hours to set up. She said, something that y'all did, y'all should have charged about $3,000. And she was willing to pay that. Now, she gave us a healthy tip now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But she was really planning on paying us that amount. I said, damn, we left that amount of money on the table?
Man, listen.
Just for one event.
One
event.
I was about to cut this now, boy. Come on, man.
And that's what had changed my mindset. And, you know, sometimes I think the biggest thing was for me was, is we robbing people? But then what I realized is I didn't value our time enough for, you know what I'm saying, to put the pricing down. You know what I'm saying? Right. I was just thinking like, damn, am I robbing this? You know what I'm saying? We robbing this person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really what it is though.
Yeah, I got you.
So how you feel about that, man? Because I know you had
jump remover. Yeah, man, I had I was like, it was.
And you just, still got it.
Yeah, I still got it, but man, like y'all situation, man, I slowed down completely on that right there, man. And I mean, I really had no reason to. I just, you know, kind of, I started working a lot. Well, I guess that is a reason.
Yeah. Though.
But just started working a lot and everything else, man. And then too, I didn't have a whole lot of equipment that I really needed, like the trailer and everything, because you know when you got to borrow stuff from somebody, now you got to be on their time. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, and I couldn't always get the trailer from my peoples and everything. And I ain't gonna say it kind of made me feel a type of way because that their stuff, how can I get mad at them for not, you know what I'm saying, let me borrow their stuff. But at the same time, it's like, damn, I need to go get my own shit. So that was kind of bothering me and everything else too, man. And also, like y'all's situation too, you know, like pricing for me. Because I ain't gonna fake now. Like, when I first started it, I probably had at least about 4 or 5 people to come to me like, okay, I need this, that, and third done. Well, how much you gonna charge me? So me being who I am, I'm like, it was a big job, but I ain't want to, you know, do too much or whatever. And then this one particular job, this lady, she came to me. She's like, well, I need you to, you know, got this house over here. I need to be tore down, yada, yada. I'm like, damn, like, I ain't thought it gonna be, you know what I'm saying, nothing like this right here. You know, I thought, you know, jump move, you know, like little trash around your house type situation, get this, that, and third.
Yeah.
She said, well, can you do a job this way? I'm like, of course I can. Because I wasn't going to tell her no, I wasn't going to back down from, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hollered some people I knew that actually do that kind of job, and he gave me a number. I said, oh, shit. I like, you forgot? Like, yeah. Okay, you got to do this, that, and third. He gave me a whole rundown of the situation. So, I like, damn, I don't know if I want to tell her this right here. Because that was a crazy number. And anyway, long story short, I went back and hollered at her. She's like, well, you know, because she was steady blowing me up. Like, every day she'll blow me up. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to get back to you. Then when I finally told her the number, she said, oh, Lord. I said, God damn. She said, oh, Lord. I said, damn. I'm gonna call you back. Start talking real fast. I'm gonna call you back. I'm like, man, call me back. Needless to say, I lost that customer right there.
Yeah,
I lost.
So I'm glad you brought that up.
Go ahead.
So you think the fear of losing a customer, you be thinking that?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that kind of play a role in your pricing and stuff.
Yes. Well, for me, I'm pretty sure everybody got their own, you know, opinion on that shit, but. You know, that was my thing because I'm not the aggressive type for one.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna just go like, oh yeah, I'm a, you know, go ahead and throw your price right now off the top, whatever. Like I ain't never had to do anything like that. So I'm new to the game. And like I said, my style is more, you know, relaxing. Okay, well I'm gonna try to work with you this day and third versus going out there like, okay, you got this right here going on, I'm gonna charge you such amount off top or whatever. But, you know, I'm going to try to work with you and this, that, and third. And, you know, I'm going to work with you. Woo. So, but, yeah, that pricing and trying not to scare off customers. But I got to be more aggressive, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stand on business and everything else. Like, that one thing I'm working on, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? That's one thing I'm working on. And I think I'm getting better at it, though, as time go by, you know. I'm getting much better at it and everything else. But when I first started, you know, like I said, I lost, I'd say probably about two customers, whatever, due to, because I just didn't know. You know what I'm talking about? I just didn't know. And, you know, I had to go back to the drawing. But I ain't gonna lie, I was in my feelings for a minute, though.
Yeah.
I was in my little feelings and everything else. But, you know.
Hey, that feeling of no, somebody telling you no. That's a real feeling. That.
Man, listen, young boy. Like, nah, I'm good. Can't do it. Yeah, can't do it or whatever. Damn.
That's a real feeling. Like, what is that, man? It's like a disappointment.
It is. It is, but, you know.
That's part of business.
That's all it is. I had to look at it from a different side, too. From the true hustle standpoint, like, okay, everybody ain't gonna got them agree to your terms and shit now. Yeah. That ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm talking about? Like, everybody ain't gonna agree to that shit. So, you know, a whole lot of these people out here ain't gonna tell you no. Like, nah, okay, I can't, you know. And they might just get the person around the corner from you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And do the same job. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, damn, did you cut a little block around and you see them doing the shit? And I actually seen that. That's why I spoke on. Because I was sliding through that same spot one day. And I seen that shit. Damn, they done got my job.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. The shit hurt me, though. The shit hurt me. The shit. I want to go that little later, you know. I want to go that little later, boy. You know what I mean? Damn, I want to see that later, boy. I ain't lying about it. Like, you know what? That's part of it. Don't get into your feelings.
Yeah, don't take it personal.
You know what I'm talking about?
What Nino say?
What he say?
Business. Okay. Not personal.
Come on, man. I said, I had to get my little feelings, boy.
Man,
that's just a part of business, though. That's a part of business, though, man. And so, you know, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, and that's what I'm just sitting here thinking about it, man. Truthfully, not everybody is hustler. When we think of being a hustler or grinding or whatever,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we think about having a second, you know, what I'm saying, a second hustler job or something like that.
Yeah,
like on the side, you know, what I'm saying. But some people, you know what I'm saying, got a hustle by, like this old man said to me years ago at work, he going to his second job.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He said his second job paid more than his regular job.
Yeah.
I said, what kind of job that right. is? You know Come what I'm saying? I'm interested. And he was talking about overtime, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, and you know what I'm saying, he retired pretty healthy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody got their own personal plan of how they do things. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go. Me personally, I like having a side hustle,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, for the business aspect of everything, because I ain't going to be doing what I'm doing every day, like, you know what I'm saying, work every day, my regular 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think everybody... Every man should probably, in my opinion, should have something, at least a little side hustle or something like that, you know what I'm saying, to work on until you retire, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know if retirement is a thing these days, you know what I'm saying, with looking with everything going on around the world or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, man, I really, truly believe having a side hustle
is the way to go.
Yeah. I think it's beneficial. If you're trying to retire, you know what I'm saying? I think a person need to have something on the side, like to keep them occupied.
That's true.
That's just my personal opinion.
That's true.
But I think about my little cousin, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you the story. He ended up running away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But he ended up being found. My mom's and them got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But when they brought him home, you know, I was talking with him, and he only 15 years old, man.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you talking about side hustle, he got this little tattoo on his arm, man, that said "money addict."
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love it. At 15,
that's crazy.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The crazy thing is, you know what I'm saying? he don't believe in he want to drop out of school because he said that what he want to do in life and require him graduating high school, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
And he said he see if he want to be like a doctor, a lawyer, a surgeon or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can go to school. Shit. But he said, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, work on, you know what I'm saying, mechanics. You know what I'm saying? He good at working on things, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But He told us, I asked him when he ran away from home, like how he was making his money, like what you was doing, you know what I'm saying? And he said he had a few dollars because when he did run away, he had a few dollars. What he did was he went to Dollar Tree, mm-hmm. brought some Windex, some paper towel, and walked around Walmart parking lot and asked people, you know what I'm saying, you know, can you wash their windows? $5.
That's a mentality right there, baby.
You know what I'm saying? After he had got that money, he said a lot of people said no. You know what I'm saying? But he did got a good bit of people that said yeah and gave him $5. Mm-hmm. By the time he came back, they gave him the $5 after he got finished shopping. He took that money, went and brought him a small cooler, brought some like Gatorade drinks and stuff like that. And he took that and kind of just, you know, roll it around, going to parks and stuff like that, selling people bottled water and Gatorade.
Well, look at him.
And so some people just have it, dog. Some people just have that hustle mentality, man, that ain't been taught. But I did told him, I asked him where he get that from. You know what I'm saying? His dad taught him that. Mm. Going back to what you were saying earlier,
yeah,
where you seen that in your dad, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And then you just kind of seen that, how he was grinding and doing stuff. So it's like, I feel like sometimes, you know what I'm saying, people be exposed to certain stuff like that. Yeah, or the environment where they grew up at. Mm-hmm. Like you got like people who sell dope or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The environment, they seen somebody else doing that, getting to the money.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know, inspired them to want to do that, to get money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The ultimate goal is to get money, you know what I'm saying? That's but it. Legally though, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But so
sure.
I do, that's the reason why I say it's a different mindset, man, when you're talking about having side hustle and you just be hustling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, levels to it.
Come on.
And you know our homeboy, come you know on, what I'm saying, Trey, man, how, you know what I'm saying, this dude here.
Hustle the fucking year. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? How he and he got an engineer degree.
Listen here, boy.
And he went from an engineer degree and said, hey, he worked, got enough money, and said, you know what? I'm about to flip houses. But where he get that from? His granddaddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just kind of tying this all together, man. You know what I'm saying? With men, I mean, having a certain level of people in your mind, in your life, man, that's inspired you to do things and take it to the next level.
Give me 1 second, bro. I got a shout out to the king, man, since you brought his name up. Shout out to, we call him Millionaire TK.
Yeah, Millionaire TK, yeah.
You know, we call him Millionaire TK, man. And that's little bro right there, man. And when I tell y'all this dude, he's the ultimate hustler. By any means, he gonna get it done, man. Shout out you, little bro, Millionaire TK.
Yeah, Millionaire TK. We definitely gonna get him on, man.
Most definitely.
To tell his story. You know what I'm saying? I'm just shining a small light on, you know what I'm saying, situation, but mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, just telling his story, man, is definitely, you know, inspirational.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it goes back to having that mindset. Now, you know, tying everything together, man, mm-hmm. having a side hustle is beneficial.
It's,
you know,
very
what I'm saying?
Beneficial, man.
You know, not just having a 9-to-5, but having something else that you can kind of rely on, you know what I'm saying? Or you mm-hmm. can build, your own personal empire.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My wife told me not everybody desire to have, you know what I'm saying, a business or whatever.
But I mean, she right though, because a lot of people, they can't handle all that shit, man. They can't take all that shit. It come with a whole lot of shit behind that shit there too. Now, you know, you got to.
You want to work for somebody? How Dane Dash said, how I look like calling somebody boss? Boss. Can I take a day off, boss?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, yes, I just think that joke funny, man.
That shit crazy, man.
How Dane Dash said it. He said, what I look like on the, he was on the Breakfast Club. What I look like saying boss? Who your boss is? You know what I'm saying? He said, nah, man. So, yeah, man, I just think, everybody should be their own boss.
But and like you just say, what your old lady say, everybody don't want to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't handle that shit, man. They just want to sit back and, you know, work that 9 to 5 or whatever the case may be, and, you know.
I guess there ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, but one day you're going to have to have some type of hobby retired, man. And the way the stock market be going up and, you know what I'm saying, you can put a certain amount of money in your retirement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You still going to have something, a hobby or something like that.
You know what
I mean? I think, what would that be? Warren Buffett.
Go ahead.
I mean, he ain't got no 9 to 5, but he still investing and doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that man about 80-something years old.
Shit, I thought older than that.
Yeah, he about 80-something years old, but
shit.
And he a billionaire. Man, he be like, man, how much money you can make? Man, that man still doing something, man. You got Joe Biden, man, running for, you know, I mean, he ain't running for the second terms, but you know what I'm saying? But basically, like, what inspired him at 70-something years old to want to be the president of the United States?
That's tough, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
So my whole point is, you know, people be looking for that age to retire and not do nothing. Man, you always going to have to do something.
They're going to do something.
You know what I mean? And that's really my whole point, because, like, you got millionaires and billionaires, like, still doing something, and they old. What inspired them to do that? To keep going, keep grinding.
That's a good question.
It's a lifestyle, bro.
That's it.
That's a lifestyle, man. And nobody can really teach you that. You know what I'm saying? You got to want it for yourself.
That's true.
Personally. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to all the people out here, man, that grinding and getting to it and got a side hustle.
Yeah, Lord, boy.
And making it, you know what I'm saying, the ends meet. Because, hey.
Boy, look at him, boy. Everybody wants some more money.
Whoever
say that.
That's the goal.
Oh, no, my 9 to 5, that's cool. Like, that's enough ready for me. Whoever say that shit?
Well, whoever said it.
I mean, who say that, though?
Whoever said it, man, don't like money.
Come on.
They like begging. Oh, they like, man, calling somebody else, "Hey, boss, can I take it there?" No, I'm joking, man.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man. But so, with that being said, man.
Go ahead.
Keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
You got to keep going, man. You got to keep going, brother, because, like I said, you just can't get too comfortable, man, because, you know. And also, at any time, man, you know, you could kind of lose that 9 to 5 too now.
Yeah.
You know, something might happen, you know. Well,
that's facts.
Get that call in the office now. Well, you know, you ain't been performing like you supposed to now. So we going, this right here might be your last day, my boy. And then now what you got?
And they can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
This is a right to work state.
You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah, they can cut you off at any time.
Yeah, so you get that, you know, you're going to the office, your heart beating fast as shit. You already know what time it is. And now what you got to fall back on now? You know what I'm saying? Because if you had that hustle, you know, well, shit, I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, grind out this right here for a little bit until, you know what I'm saying, something else come through. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like you said, that side hustle is very beneficial in many ways, though.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Got to have something to fall back on now, because, you know, anything can happen anytime, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, everything is definitely good, my brother.
Yes, sir. So,
go ahead.
I guess it's part of the show that, I think last show I said I was going to do, like, grooming your beard.
Okay, I'm listening.
Tips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, putting your hand in your beard. But at the same time, you know, it is getting close to November.
Mm-hmm.
And we doing, right before No Shave November.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. We shouldn't. I want to challenge everybody not to cut their beards, man.
Yeah.
Let it grow out to No Shade November.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let's rock out the beards, man.
Man, this ain't him, boy.
Man, you can do it, man, with that Hampton and Hamilton beard.
I'll let you rock out without that. I'll let you rock out without that. My man is laughing at me. He laughing at me.
Oh, man. Hey, but
hey, look at here, boy. Look at, I be trying to comb that little piece out every damn day.
Yeah. Talking about that little spot.
That little patch on the that side right there. Long time about. I said, boy, ain't no way, boy.
Hey,
ain't
but
no way.
But that's going into the little groom tip. You know what I'm saying? Okay. How you get it to grow. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
Listen, you gotta make sure I shampoo my hair, like my beard, like maybe twice a week. Mm-hmm. But because, you know, this part of your hair is like real brittle, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you put some oil on it and some balm on it. You know what I'm saying? And I tend to put some on late at night.
Go ahead.
And then when you get up in the morning, you ain't got to put as much on because it moisturizes. That's what, and especially when it's starting to get cold, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that you keep your beard moisturized. That's really important. And drink a whole lot of water.
And drink a whole lot of water. Sheesh. Okay.
For real.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to rock out, man, to, you know what I'm saying, No Shade November, man. We're going to get that thing started.
Well, can I, he said no.
No Shade November. That coming up, but
you
know.
But you say we ain't shaving until like after.
Yeah, till after November. Like,
God damn. Excuse my language.
Well, you got a birthday coming up too.
Yeah, I got one or two.
You can get
events.
It shape up.
I mean, I got one or two events I want to get. I need to get cleaned up for that. That's what I'm saying though.
For real?
Yeah, I got at least about between here and November, I got at least about three events I got to attend. I got to get cleaned up for them. You know what I'm talking about? I got to. Yeah, that got
to happen. I'm invited too.
Come if you want to now. Yeah. Come
to, oh, okay.
Yeah, you come if you want to. It ain't nothing like that now, you know.
Yeah, we can rock out.
Yeah, you can slide on through my brother. Come on now. You know, you're always welcome where I'm at.
Okay, yeah. We still doing that thing in what we was talking about, November 16th.
Why wouldn't we? The city needs that.
I ain't gonna put it out until, you know what I'm saying, we confirm the
sit tight for a minute until we, you know, everything is set in stone and everything else. But yeah, we that's something we gotta do though.
Yeah.
That's something we gotta do, man. So yeah, we can, you know, putting that in the works and everything. But that really gotta happen though.
What about workouts, man? Like when we all gonna kinda link up?
Yeah, better be on different schedules, dog.
But we really need a workout session, man. It's needed.
Man, this ain't, boy. You're right, though. You're right.
Because our brother Velt, he put, you know what I'm saying? He said he back on his Buster bus. Shout out to Buster.
Shout out to motherfucking Buster, man. Y'all going to meet the king, too. Man. He going to slide through here, though, for real.
Oh, man. He's that's the fitness guru.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
Fitness guru. He definitely fitness
fucking
guru,
fitness
man.
Guru. Yeah. Because that boy, look at him. Long as I've been knowing, boy.
Put together, though.
Man, listen here. Listen here now. Long as I've known, boy. Boy, I've been... Boy, I've been like that ever since. For years now.
That's what kind of challenged me. He can go hard. He did.
Boy, he gonna stay on point now. You hear me?
Yeah, he is.
He gonna stay on point now. And then I think he showed the other day that one thing I want to do so bad, that
muscle?
No. That tiger and that sledgehammer. Boy, look at him. You talking some work there?
Oh, yeah.
You talking some damn work.
That went last time we did that outside.
Shit. When we had went to McLeod that time. Matter of fact, when we was training with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that when you had first met him. And I told you I was working out with him and everything.
Boy, I still got that video. My shirt was drenched
in
sweat.
Listen here, boy. My boy had us on that sled, on that tire. And he brought that sledgehammer. I already knew what time it was, boy.
Yeah.
I already knew what time it was. Because, boy,
that was old
looking, that's all you need to do. You don't need to run no treadmill. Uh-huh. You don't need to run around no way. You don't need, look at him, get your ass on that fucking, that tractor tire and that sledgehammer.
Straight cardio.
Man, listen to him, boy. Everything.
That's cardio.
That's a full body workout right there, boy.
Man.
A full body workout, yeah.
Hey, you know what? People be asking, you be doing too much, man. Why you go so hard?
Come on, man.
The reason why I go hard is because I want to stay ready at all times.
That's true.
I ain't want that. If anything pop off, I'm already like already there. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, praying that nothing do pop off, but just know that I'm always going to be on go.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And I got a family to protect. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm always going to be on point. That's one of the reasons why I do it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my motivation. And outside of that, I just love doing it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Strengthen my mindset.
That's it.
My mind.
That's it, my brother. That's it. That's it, man. So, but looking, you, anything else you got for the beard and everything else? That was kind of it.
Basically, keeping it moisturized.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Make sure you're washing it twice mm-hmm. a week.
Washing it. What kind of, is there a particular kind of stuff you use to wash it with? Like,
honest, you know what I'm saying? The shampoo that you put in your hair, you know what I'm saying? You can put in your beard, man.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you condition your hair or anything like that. Same thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Condition it. And then, you know, afterwards, put some, like I put beer oil on it and some beer mm-hmm. balm on it. It's still the moisturizer in my hair.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I must have been doing my shit wrong this whole time or something. Because, I've been, you know, getting some beard stuff and everything, but that shit don't seem to work for me, boy. I don't know. I mean, I guess only one way to apply this shit, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been trying this one product. I ain't going, you know, mention it or whatever, but
yeah.
I've been using this one product for a little minute. It just feel like it wasn't doing that, so I just stopped using that shit, though, for real. I stopped using it. It feel like I ain't seen no difference in my beard at all, so I just stopped using it or whatever.
Yeah, you probably might have to go back to it. I mean, at the same time, you probably have to try some different types of product to see what, you know what I'm saying, that go along with your texture of your hair and stuff like that.
That's what I need to dig more into, though, for real, but yeah.
So what we got? We got the tip of the week.
Okay.
What you got anything?
I think I was going to let you handle that this week right here, my brother, since I gave, you know, drop a gem on the last week, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? The tip of the week is whatever you do in life, make sure you give it your best. Because giving your best, you know what I'm saying, for me, that's what make me sleep at night, knowing that every day I get up and I grind hard, I give it 100%. Just give it 100%, man. I promise you, you will see a different results in your life. All right? That's up. That's it for me, my brother.
Chitch.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for listening to the King Me Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This your boy, Scoop.
Your boy, Brandon.
And we out of here.
Peace.
Ooh.